And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The most recent winter storm has left over a million Americans without power and at least 9 dead across the country from Texas to the East Coast, with airlines canceling more than 11,000 flights, while the weather experts are warning that the danger's not quite over. Many areas are going to stay below freezing through the work week, raising serious concerns about cold weather exposure for those still in the dark. Several states have declared emergencies as downed power lines and ice-covered roads make recovery slow and treacherous. Pray for all of our neighbors across the country. Minnesota continues to be ground zero for the immigration showdown, with Governor Tim Walz apparently believing he's living in 1940s Amsterdam. At a press conference over the weekend, Walz compared federal immigration agents to Nazis and claimed Minnesota is home to a new Anne Frank story. Walz says, "We have children in Minnesota hiding in their houses." Someone should remind him that Anne Frank was hunted for being Jewish, not for violating immigration law. His comments came after a CBP agent shot and killed a nurse who was interfering with law enforcement operations. And with all of that chaos in Minnesota, a new government shutdown is being threatened, with Senate Democrats refusing to vote for DHS funding and Chuck Schumer calling the nurse's shooting justification for blocking the bill. The House is already adjourned ahead of the storm, making a partial shutdown increasingly likely. Meanwhile, former CNN anchor Don Lemon has reinvented himself as a sidewalk troll wandering around with a microphone, insisting that illegal border crossing isn't a crime. When a woman calmly pointed out that misdemeanors are, by definition, crimes, just lesser ones than felonies, Lemon backpedaled into his own argument. She then asked the obvious: what's the punishment for the misdemeanor of illegal immigration? Deportation. Speaking of government-approved death, a Canadian woman in her 80s was euthanized against her will after her husband lobbied for the procedure. She had explicitly withdrawn her request, citing personal and religious values, and asked for hospice care instead. But when hospice was denied and her husband requested a second assessment, doctors killed her by the end of that day. So death do us part apparently includes an express lane now. In Britain, well, it offers a glimpse of where such cultures are leading. This year, deaths will exceed births for the first time in modern history. A third of conceived babies will be aborted, and the number of migrants will roughly equal the 10.7 million children aborted since 1968. Britain isn't declining, it's aborting itself out of existence, then importing replacements. America should be taking note. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.